Amen, and good morning, and great to see you all this morning. I see some people chiming in on our screen already as we have our third worship from home service from Central Christian Church. Nikki, if you just adjust that camera just a little bit, you're a little bit out of the camera, and please know that you're welcome. This is what we're doing because we can't be together in person. We're coming together online, and this is great to see people chiming in as we're starting a watch party here, and great to see people joining us live. This would be your chance to go and get your communion elements and find your Bibles and tuck in, because we're going to spend about 45 minutes here together having worship, singing songs, sharing scripture and the good news, and then also sharing communion together. So welcome, and there's also other chances that you can join with our family of faith throughout the week. We have a Bible study on Zoom on Tuesdays at noon. We have prayer meetings on Zoom on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays at 9 a.m., and all other ways that we can get connected. So check out our website, and you'll find ways that you can get connected with our church in these times. But as we begin, I'm going to turn this over to Nikki, and she's going to lead us in a word of prayer at the start.
Well, and before I do my prayer, I want to let you know I just got a text from our friend Jennifer that shared with me that Cinnabon delivers. So she's having a cinnamon roll this morning, and she said it's just like being at the welcome table. So with that, I'm a little jealous of the cinnamon roll, but happy to know that Cinnabon delivers. So let's bow our head for a word of prayer. God of grace and laughter and joy and tears, we come into your presence this morning ever so humbled that you continue to call us by name and prepare a place for us. God, you know so many things weigh so heavy on our hearts and minds this day. It's so hard to get a moment of quiet with the news feed and the worry and the fear and the concerns that run through our minds and through our hearts. God, if only for a few moments, please remove these distractions from our hearts so that in these few moments we may feel you like we've never felt you before, that we can almost touch your Holy Spirit and feel your presence so close to our heart. God, we ask that you be with those who are lonely and lost, who are afraid and sick. God, we ask that you quiet the troubles of our minds and that you open our hearts to the glorious nature of your being and your presence all around us. God, we thank you that in all times you are indeed present. And we call on your presence now more than ever. Quiet our hearts, open our minds, and help us to see your love more fully this day. God, we thank you and we love you. Amen.
Amen. And we have a new microphone. We're tweaking this week by week. Chime in and let us know if our new microphone style is working. But we're going to begin with a song. And one of the songs I was thinking about this week is one that we don't often sing, but it's an old kind of country gospel song. It's called Uncloudy Day. So, Nikki, if you'll hold that microphone. And hopefully I'm choosing some songs that people may remember the words or at least remember the chorus. Let's do this one together. It starts, "Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the skies. Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the skies. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, the land of cloudless days. Oh, the land of an uncloudy sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, they tell me of a home where my friends have gone. Oh, they tell me of that land far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where the tree of life sheds its fragrance through the uncloudy day. Let's do it again. Oh, the land of cloudless days. Oh, the land of an uncloudy sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where the storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Amen. Amen. And we're going to invite now Eden to come forward. And this is our portion that's for the children. So our little girl Eden's going to come forward. And Nikki has a message for her and for the children this morning.
So any children out there that are watching with your moms and dads right now, gather around, because this is your time. So I brought something with me. Because where are we?
Home.
Where are we?
At home.
We're at home. But what are we doing?
Church.
We're doing church, right. So I brought something. I'm going to need you to hold this where I can talk into it. So I don't know if you've heard, but there's a lot going on right now in the world, right? Mm-hmm. And we've been in here a lot, and I haven't known really what to do. I mean, we've baked brownies. We've made cards. We've gone on bike rides. I mean, I feel like we've done all we can do. So I've come up with one last thing I know to do. And that is, I don't know what you did. You need to hit that X. Hit the X. Sorry, we had technical difficulties. I don't know what you're doing. All right, so I've come up with what I know needs to happen.
There you go.
Because I don't know where else to go. So I've decided from now on, I'm just going to be under this blanket. And when it's all, you come tell me, okay? Do you think that's going to work?
No.
No? Why can't I just stay under this blanket?
Because.
Do you guys need to eat?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you think you'd have needs I need to do for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, even if I want to stay under this blanket, and I really do because it's really safe and comfy and cozy under here, the good thing is we know that we don't have to be afraid, right? Even when it gets dark and heavy, when we're scared and we don't know what's going on and we want to just hide under our blanket and act like nothing's happening, we know, deep down, we know that we don't have to be afraid. That God is always with us. That God is with us when we are outside running and having barbecues with one another. And God is with us when we're in isolation and spending a lot of quality time, just the four of us. So do you think you can remember when it gets really hard for you and you start feeling lonely? Do you think you can remember that God is with you now and always?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's one thing that you can think of that you can help remind others that God is with them when they're lonely too? Can you think of one thing you can do?
Make cards.
Yeah, you can make cards. And I want to challenge you guys out there, the kids, our friends that are joined with us now, that you too can be a beacon of light in the darkness. Some days we may just have to stay under our covers a little longer, and that's okay. But we can also get out and be beacons of light. So I want to challenge all of you out there too. Come up with two ways this week, two ways that you are going to be light in someone's world this week. And then what I want you to do is I want you to have your mom or dad send us a message or a being light in the world this week. And I want us to share it because I know that the young people, our young friends gathered with us, they bring so much light to our world. So will you have a prayer with me? God, we thank you that you are always with us. When we're scared and when we're happy, when we're nervous and we feel alone, God, we know your love goes with us. God, we ask that you give a special blessing to our children and our families gathered with us this morning. God, may the young people know of your love, and may they know of our love, even though we're separated one from another. God, help us to be light in the darkness. Amen. Thank you, Eden. And thank you guys for joining with us.
Kind of a tight squeeze in here. Amen. And thank you, Eden, for helping out. And we're at the time where we're going to lift up our prayer concerns and the prayers of this family of faith. And Nikki says, you got to stop fidgeting. But all this technology is new for us. And so we're just so grateful that we do have this technology and we're learning, but this way that we can reach across the miles. But we're going to lift up the prayer concerns because even though the building is closed, the church is still active. And so we hear throughout the week and in our different prayer meetings and different points of contact about the prayer concerns of our church family. And if you want to share with you, if you're listening over the airways, and we're apart, please do share your prayer concerns, and we can lift them up also as we broadcast on Sunday mornings. But we have one that's right at the top of our list, Beverly and the loss of her son, Brad. And that's really dear to our heart. We just heard about this yesterday, that Brad has been sick, and then he passed, and that is the hardest grief. And so we do pray for Beverly at this time and the loss of her son. Also, a friend of Ruth, Henry, who's a little baby who we're keeping in our prayers, a little boy. Also, a friend of Charlene, John, and his family diagnosed with the coronavirus. Carolyn, a little girl, the granddaughter of a family in our church, also diagnosed, or Caroline, excuse me, also diagnosed with the coronavirus. Linda, a member of our church with a cancer diagnosis. Darlene, whose niece has stage 4 cancer. Don, who is quarantined in his facility. Jan, who also with a new diagnosis, quarantined in her facility. Susie's father, Lee's daughter, Twyla's daughter, Jennifer's father-in-law. Jocelyn, awaiting a double organ transplant. And then we have a praise from Julia for her aunt Virginia. So we are keeping these prayer concerns in our hearts, and we're lifting them up in prayer only by first names, but we will keep these prayer concerns, and of course God knows our concerns that go even unmentioned in our hearts. So let us now share together in a word of prayer as a family of faith. And God, we are so blessed, and we ask your blessing upon each one. For God, we know that you do not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And so, God, we give you all thanks and praise, and we pray that you steel us to the task, that you remind us that even though when we walk through the valley of the shadow, that you are there with us, and that this is not where we make our home, but God, you will draw us out into a brighter future. God, help us to know that our future will be even brighter than our past. God, help us to trust in you and trust that we will get through this. God, that this too shall pass. And God, we lift up all of those that are mentioned and who go unmentioned in our hearts. We lift up this church family of Central Christian Church, and we lift up especially this day Beverly and the loss of her son Brad. God, will you just be with her and in this very difficult season, help her to trust in your promises and the promises of your son, Jesus Christ, that indeed this world is not our home, and that you have prepared a place for us, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. God, we give you thanks for the technology that allows us to connect. We give you thanks for all those that are working on the front lines in these difficult times, for the healthcare workers and all those that are in essential jobs. God, and we pray for those that are ill. We pray for those that have lost jobs. We pray for the struggling economy and people who are worried about an uncertain future. God, we pray for our leaders in this time and those making hard decisions. God, we pray for this world and we pray for your healing power. For God, we trust in you that you are the healer, and it is only you that can help this these very difficult times come to an end. And so, God, we trust in you, and we trust that this too shall pass. God, and we trust that we will be back together again one day. God, we just ask for your blessing upon each one who might be listening to this broadcast. And God, just draw us closer together in the spirit of your Son, Jesus Christ. And God, now we pray even as your Son Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. 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 Well, we want to lift up the word today, and the scripture that we have selected today is one that I know is special to a lot of us, and it's from the Psalms. So if you'd like to follow with me, I'm going to read the first three verses and then the last two verses of Psalm 46, where the scripture says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. And then to the end of Psalm 46, the scripture says, Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. This is the word of the Lord from Psalm 46, where we have two messages. The scripture says, God is our refuge and our strength, therefore we do not fear. And then it leads us to be still and know that I am God. And that's a message that I think is really meaningful in this time, because people are afraid. And we are blessed to be able to have the foundation of our faith that tells us we have no reason to fear. And you know, we've been reading a lot. I think we see a lot of articles that are shared on social media. And one of the things that I was reading, a couple of things really struck my attention this last week. One was reading about our children. I was joking with the prayer group this morning to say, I don't know if it's more difficult to be isolated, to be quarantined with children, or if it's more difficult to be on your own without any family. And it's hard to tell, because I'm having one experience and my single friends are having another experience. But, you know, we've been here now 2 weeks with our children. And one of the articles that I was reading suggested that children can be, this can be very difficult for them because they don't have any perspective. Because for them, this is their life. You know, we have one that's 15, we have one that's 8 and a half, and they don't know, they don't have as much perspective to know that this too shall pass. You know, so it's our job to let them know this is a season, to try to create some structure so we can comfort them in our care. But yeah, so Nikki, chime in on that.
Well, as you were talking, the thing I thought was, you know, as each day goes on, if I'm honest, there's a part that says, will this pass? I mean, I realize that this will pass, but I think in some ways we're in week three yesterday as our family of being in this house together. And I think that, yes, I know that this will pass. And yes, I know that God is in charge. And yes, I know ultimately this will have an end. But I've never done this before. And when Eden says to me, but Mom, how long will this last? And all I can say is, I have no idea. I just think, as a parent, I just needed to throw out there that structure and routine is great, but it's hard to keep that up when we too are struggling with what this means in our structure and our routine. And so I just needed to throw that out there as you were talking.
So Nikki's saying we ourselves even have some doubts, you know, because we haven't been through something like this before, but at least what we have is we have some right. perspective. At least we've right. been through, well, I've been through this trial. God was got me through this right. trial. God will get me through this next trial. God's not going to leave me hanging. And, you know, that's the value of having experience right. in the faith. But I think what we're describing and what you're talking about is we're all of us feeling a certain malaise, you know. I mean, the first few days of this, we thought, well, oh, you know, this is exciting. I can get some things done. And now we're into fully 2 weeks, and it's starting to drag on us a little bit. And I read an article that really struck my attention this past week. It was from the Harvard Business Review, and it was titled, "The Discomfort You're Feeling Now is Grief." The discomfort you're feeling now is grief. And that really struck me, because it says that, you know, this is something we haven't been through before, but it says the emotion that you can categorize this as grief. And it talks about the different types of grief that we're feeling. We're feeling grief for our losses, for the loss of connection. We're feeling grief for you know, the ones that we know that are hurting, for our separation from people. It also mentioned that we're feeling anticipatory grief. Yes. Anticipatory grief. What will come? That's what I think you were mentioning. You said, I don't know what will happen. Right. We haven't been through this before. So, and I think about the lady that's in our prayers that, you know, lost her son and was not able to visit with her son in this time in his illness. Because of this circumstance. So, you know, so much grief that we're experiencing right now. Do you want to speak to that?
Yes, I do. And I think the last time I can remember in my life, and so I can only speak for me, the last time I can remember feeling this kind of community grief was 9/11, of that we're all in this together. And that felt really heavy and really scary. But I think I knew the world was going to change in that moment. I just didn't know how. And I think that's one of the parts that has been the hardest for me in all of this, is that anticipatory grief, that I know this is changing the world. I know this is changing how we've always known life. I just don't know how. I don't know what the outcome will be. And I'm someone that, you know, I like to have answers. I like the mystery's great, but I like to have at least a vision of what it might look like. And I think, to me, that it's what feels so heavy. It's what feels almost the scariest. And I know that for me personally, I'm already separated from my family. I live in Colorado. They live in Oklahoma. So this has kind of forced us to try out Zoom and ways to see one another. But I also know that if something was to happen, if someone was to get sick, Zoom isn't going to cut it for me. And so, like you said, I think of Beverly during this time, and she's just one of many, you know, who's lost a loved one and couldn't be with them. And that has to be so scary. And being, I heard Suzanne Stabile, she's a writer, she studies the Enneagram, and she said in a podcast this last week I listened to that week 3, she believes, will be when the grief hits the hardest. Because at week 3, which is what we're in now, like you said, we've lost some of the adrenaline, you know, the almost excitement, the what is this going to be, the we got to get all our shopping done, we got to get, you know, the house prepared, we got to get the kids online learning, we got to get, and now kind of we got it, and we're still in it, and it feels heavy.
Well, and you mentioned 9/11, you know, as a parallel, but, you know, somebody that I love said, well, you know, the difference is at 9/11, we could all gather together. And here we're facing this trial, and we cannot gather together. Right. You know, the day after 9/11, or that very day, we held a service, a community service in our church, and the whole you know, community gathered in our sanctuary.
Yes.
You know, I was in Tennessee, but we're not able to do those kinds of things in this time. So, you know, this is its own particular challenge. But, and, you know, I mentioned the article that I read about the grief and how this is, in fact, a season of grief. And the author mentioned Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's stages of grief, and that really, really struck me. Of course, the stages of grief, and I have a note right here. It says, there's denial, which that's an early stage. We say, oh, this won't affect us. And, you know, I think a lot of us went through that. Oh, this can't be real. You know, this won't affect us. Denial. Then there's anger, where we say, oh, no, you're making me stay home. You're taking these things away from me. There's bargaining. And you know, I think that may have been the period that we're in. It's like, okay, and we even bargain with God. We say, okay, well, I'll stay home for 2 weeks if, you know, I get this. You know, if I stay home for 2 weeks, then everything will be better. Now we're coming to the end of those 2 weeks. Or there's sadness. You know, that may be a stage that we're in, where the sadness of I don't know when this will end. And then, of course, the final stage of grief is acceptance. This is happening. I have to figure out how to proceed. And, you know, that it struck my attention because it feels like over these past couple of weeks that I have gone through these six stages of grief. You know, from denial, you know, finally now to acceptance. And now, you know, this is becoming now for us a new normal. But to get back to the scripture, and so for me it makes all the difference to trust that God is our ever-present help in times of trouble, mm-hmm. and that we have no reason to fear. You know, that's a foundation. But we talk on that anticipatory grief, right? You know, what we do not know. And for me, what's the solution for that? I think we find it at the end of the scripture, where it says, be still and know that I am God, right? Because that way, you know, if I'm starting to future trip, if I'm starting to catastrophize, if I'm starting to get into the future, the prescription is to be still and to remember that God has been my help. You know, that's the thing that the children have not had the experience yet to know. God has been my help. God has gotten me through this fire. God has gotten me through this test in the past. God will get me through that test in the future. And that this too shall pass.
Well, and I think that message of be still and know that I am God, it's so important. I always say, the children that are listening now, you'll recognize this. We have it on our Worship and Wonder, our room for the children's worship. A mural that says, be still and know that I'm God. And we point it out every Sunday when we're gathered to make sure the kids know that it's important that we get still and get quiet so that we can hear God and we can feel God. And that be still and know that I am God, it's also a song we sing in Worship and Wonder to help center our minds and to help us get ready to hear God's story. And I know for me that be still and know that I'm God, that's something I repeat in my head every time I'm going to make a phone call or go visit someone, because it reminds me that it's not my words that are important. It's not. My words ultimately don't matter. But God's love, if somehow they can be conveyed through my words to another person's heart, that's what matters. And I think in this time right now, it's so important for us to find intentional ways to be still. And I mean, don't just quiet your body, but to quiet so many of the fears and worries and concerns that are going on in our head and our heart and in the world just for a few moments, so that we truly can get still, be at peace, if only for moments, so that we can feel God working in our lives.
Well, and this is, in fact, to be in the present moment is the antidote for catastrophizing, for horribleizing, for anticipatory grief, for us to be still and to be present. And for me, if I didn't have this foundation of faith, if I didn't know that I stood on the solid rock of God's word, if I didn't know that God's promise was that God would not leave me bereft, right? Then how would I have any place to stand? And that's why I so love this scripture, right? That God is our ever-present help in times of trouble. Therefore, we do not fear. Instead, we can be still. We can be in the present. And we don't have to live in the past or live in the future. We can be here now. And I think that there's things that God may be trying to teach us. even now and in this present moment. So aren't we blessed? Aren't we blessed that we have the Word of God and that we can stand on this solid rock, that we have no reason to fear? And that can be, and that's the peace that we find in our heart, and that can, as Nikki was sharing, that can be a witness also to others. If I don't have to be relating to other people in my fear, I can relate to other people out of the Spirit of God that I know in Jesus Christ. Do you believe that? And aren't we blessed that we have that foundation of our faith? So much for us to be thankful for. Well, I want to close our message, we're going to share a song before we get our hearts ready for communion. And again, I'm trying to share some songs that are familiar to all of us, and this one should be familiar if anyone is. We're going to sing the song which proclaims the very nature of our faith, and that is Amazing Grace. So let's join together. Sing out if you can at home, and let's raise up a spirit of worship and of singing to our God. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Through many days, toils and snares, we have already come. 'Twas grace that brought us safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Let's do that verse one more time. Through many dangers, toils and snares, we have already come. 'Twas grace that brought us safe thus far, and grace will lead me home.
Amen. If you haven't yet gotten your elements together for communion, now is the time. Today we are having milk and graham crackers, and make sure before you take of the elements today, make sure you snap a picture and send it our way. We want to see what folks are having for communion. It helps us stay connected one with another during this time. So I've been thinking, as I mentioned, I think as each week goes on and on, as an extrovert, this becomes a little heavier and heavier in my heart. And so I've been trying to think up, music always speaks to me, and various kinds of music. And so there's one song that came to my mind this morning when I was laying in bed and praying for all of you and praying for this worship experience and praying for our world. And it's a song that isn't new to me by any means, but there's a few of the words I wanted to share with you this morning. And it is called Crowded Table by the High Women. And it says, "You can hold my hand when you need to let go. I can be your mountain when you're feeling valley low. I can be your streetlight showing you the way home, if you can hold my hand when you need to let go. I want a house with a crowded table and a place by the fire for everyone. Let us take on the world while we're young and able, and bring us back together when the day is done." Then it goes on with another verse, but at the end it says, "The door is always open, your picture's on my wall. Everyone's a little broken, and everyone belongs. Yeah, everyone belongs." And as I was thinking of this song today and what's happening in this world, I think it's the line that said, "The door is always open. Your picture's on my wall. Everyone's a little broken, and everyone belongs." And it was those words that I thought, that's God. That's God speaking to us at this table. At this table, our picture is on God's wall. A picture of each of us. Maybe the wall of God's heart, maybe the wall of God's home. But each of us is a little broken. And each of us is a little scared. And each of us feel a little alone and a little frightened and a little uncertain. But everyone has a place. And everyone belongs. And I just wanted to share this today as I come to this table to remember that even when we can't gather face to face right now and I can't hold your hand like I would like, we can hold one another's heart. And as we take this cup and this bread, we are reminded that indeed we are not alone. We are connected one to another in the bread and in the cup, in the light of Christ, and in the love of the Holy Spirit. We are not alone. Maybe we can't physically hug one another right now, but when we do, God will be smiling. So as we take of this bread and this cup today, remember that you are not alone. Your picture hangs on the wall of God's house, and your brokenness is part of how God made us. So know you are accepted, and that you are loved, and that together we will make it through this, because we got God, and God's got the whole world in his hands.
Amen. So if we can all have our elements ready, and whatever it may be, that's one of the fun that we're having. I'm watching across my screen as people are chiming in, cranberry juice and graham crackers and the different elements that we've gathered, you know, what we can because of the situation that we're in right now. But we're going to share together and in the spirit of God's Son, Jesus Christ, and we're going to share in this meal as we have been commanded to do. And isn't this wonderful that we can be gathered together in our homes and sharing this meal together across the miles? But Nikki, I'll have you hold the microphone, and we're going to share now the words of institution. And our family, we're using today milk and graham crackers as our element, but these stand and represent the very body and blood of Jesus Christ. So the scripture teaches that it was when Jesus was there with his disciples in the upper room that he first took the bread, and the scripture teaches how he blessed it, and then he broke it, and then he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Take and eat. This is my body broken for you." Then likewise, the scripture teaches how Jesus took the cup after supper, it says, and he shared it with his disciples there in the upper room, and he shares it with us today. And he says, "This cup is the blood of my new covenant shed for the forgiveness of sins. Take this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God this day and always. Amen. And now, Nikki, the body of Christ broken for you, the blood of Jesus Christ shed for you.
Canaan, the body of Christ broken for you, and the cup of new life poured out for you.
Eden, the body of Christ broken for you, the cup of new life, Christ's blood shed for you. Amen. And hold the microphone, honey. And now for those who are watching, the body of Christ, the cup of new life, broken and shed for you. Take and eat. Take and drink. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. Well, we have now shared together in the sacred meal of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are bound together in the spirit of God's love. And what a blessing. And please don't forget the different ways that you can connect. Check out our website. You can see the old services there. Connect with us on Zoom. If you need anything, give us a call. Chime in on Facebook. Let us know what we need, what you need. We give through Givelify or the church office. You can send your check in the mail. But please know that we're here for you, and the church is still active in this time. And please do let us know if there's anybody who's feeling isolated. Reach out to us, and because we want to reach out to you. But God bless all of you. Hopefully we'll connect before next Sunday. Otherwise, we'll see you next Sunday. And Ezekiel's got a piece to lead us out on. We'll close with a benediction. And now, go ahead and turn the camera. And now may the love of God, the peace of Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all through Jesus Christ our Lord this day and always. Amen. Thank you.